Thank you, Greg. Well, good afternoon, everyone. You know, what a beautiful paradise we live in. We drove in from San Clemente this morning. It was just beautiful up there. Before I begin God's inspired message, I'd like to show you another activity that you can do if you want to be one of God's fellow workers in spreading the truth. God inspired me to start doing this week. What I did is I took a picture of both sides of this 3x5 card, okay? Took it with my phone. And then what I've been doing is attaching it to my emails that I send out to my vendors that I deal with as HOA president and you know, all the other emails that I send out. And I attach the picture of these booklets, of these, and I put this note at the end of my email. It says, P.S. If you are interested, I have attached a document showing some of the 45 free Bible study booklets on different themes that are available at ucg.org. You can read them online, listen to them, or order them. And if you're not interested, please disregard. So that's my new outreach that I'm, Gene and I will be using. And if you want to get involved in it, the 3x5 cards are over there on the stand. Okay, brethren, as we get closer to the end times, the greatest battle we will fight is not with jets, missiles, drones, or ships. The greatest battle we will face is a silent war in our mind. If the enemy can control our thoughts, he can control our actions. And if he can control our actions, he can control our destiny. The primary weapon of the enemy are the lies and the deception he whispers in our mind. He plants seeds of fear, doubt, confusion, worry, and guilt, hoping we will water and fertilize them with our attention. The enemy is a master manipulator. He will whisper never-ending cycles of negative thoughts to torment us throughout the day and night. However, his power is only in the lies we choose to believe. Brethren, we are not helpless. The enemy cannot take what God has given us. However, he will try to deceive us into surrendering them to him. The battle is spiritual warfare, but we do not have to fight this battle alone, and we are not powerless because we have the power. Pentecost reminds us that we have received power when we receive God's Holy Spirit. The enemy uses three main weapons to attack us. The first weapon is fear, worry, and self-doubt. The enemy loves to torment us with thoughts of what if we fail? What if we're not good enough? What if God does not come through? The enemy loves to fill our thoughts with the worst case scenarios to paralyze our faith and keep us stuck in worry and self-doubt. The second weapon is guilt, that God has already forgiven us. The enemy loves to remind us of our past sins, trying to make us feel less than and unworthy of God's promises. This is a lie, brethren, because there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he forgave all our sins and washed them away. When the enemy tries to shame us by reminding us of our past sins, we need to remind ourselves our sins have been nailed to the cross. Unfortunately, I did not start following Jesus until I was 43 years old. So the enemy has a lot of my past sins to use against me when he wants to attack me. The third weapon the enemy uses is distraction. The enemy knows he cannot stop God's plan for us, but as we get closer to the end times, the enemy will try to keep us so busy and consumed with things that we won't have time for things we need to do. The enemy will try to fill our lives with noise, endless scrolling on our phones and computers, meaningless discussions, and constant busyness so that we have little time to hear God's thoughts. Brethren, the enemy will attack us because we are strong, not because we are weak. The enemy does not keep attacking his prisoners. He continues to attack the people who are not his prisoners. Therefore, let's be encouraged and consider the enemy's attacks as a positive sign and not a negative sign. Brethren, Jesus asked the Father to send God's Holy Spirit so we would have the power to defeat every attack by the enemy. Therefore, let's be encouraged that we do not have to be a victim of the enemy's mind games because we have the power to fight back. And if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. Now let's look at one effective example of how to fight back when we are attacked by the enemy. Now this is just one effective way. When Jesus was alone and tempted in the wilderness, Jesus didn't debate Satan. He did not explain himself. He did not engage in a conversation. And he did not ignore Satan. Christ was proactive, and he verbally quoted scripture out loud and said, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Brethren, after the Lord verbally quoted scripture out loud three times to silence Satan, Satan left him and angels came to attend him. Verbally quoting scripture out loud is one very effective method to resist the enemy's attack. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." So when the enemy fills our minds with lies, let's don't just think about the word of God. Let's declare it out loud. When the enemy attacks us with fear, we can verbally say out loud, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalms 27:1. When the enemy attacks us with thoughts that we are not strong enough to be successful, we can verbally say out loud, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. Brethren, these are just a few examples of how to respond verbally to the enemy's attack. For most of my life, I've been rebuking the enemy silently in my mind by thinking of scripture or by reading scriptures in my Bible or on my phone or computer. However, as we move closer to the end times, the attacks of the enemy in my mind have become more frequent. The enemy keeps reminding me of all my sins I have committed prior to being baptized to try to make me feel less than or defeated. In addition, both my mom and dad died of cancer. So the enemy keeps asking me, what if your cancer is not gone? To make me worry and lose sleep. About 30 to 40 days ago, God's Holy Spirit inspired me to start rebuking the enemy verbally, out loud, just as Jesus did, and I found it to be very effective. I even assembled a document which has the scriptures to say out loud for many of the temptation the enemy may use. This document is very useful to me when Satan wakes me up during the night with crazy dreams and feelings of fear, guilt, confusion, worry, or whatever temptation Satan may use. Brethren, let's be encouraged and let's continue to fight the good fight because we do have the power. Whatever thoughts the enemy uses to try to influence and control us, we have the scriptures we can verbally say out loud to resist and defeat him. The word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword and has the power to destroy any stronghold the enemy may possess. Brethren, let's end this message by reviewing one very important takeaway. When given the opportunity, let's verbally use the words of God out loud, just as Jesus did, to resist the enemy's attacking thoughts and to make the enemy flee from us.